Thank you for choosing to listen to this talk by Pastor Eddie, designed to develop you. We appreciate your interest in your personal development. This talk can help you in many ways, so pay close attention to the underlying principles in this message. As you listen, think about how you can use this message as part of your development process for you and your circle of influence. The first commitment that Pastor Eddie has is to grow you, because if he can grow you, he can grow your circle of influence. Now let's join Pastor Eddie as he teaches this all-important topic.
Father, we say we love you. Thank you, Lord, for your word that's about to come to us expressly, that it finds expression in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Help me welcome your neighbor to your right and to your left. Help me welcome them. Help me welcome them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Please, once again, welcome your neighbor and please take your seat. Help me welcome your neighbor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are going to keep our eyes on this service and we are going to believe God. Amen. And we are going to believe God for the manifestation. We see 200 people strong in this particular service. Amen. Praise the Lord. Turn with me to Joshua chapter 1. I want to talk to us in this particular service about success. What does it take to succeed? Success is yours in Jesus' mighty name. This year, you must succeed in Jesus' mighty name. I said, this year, you must succeed in Jesus' mighty name. You will so succeed that people will come to the brightness of your rising. I said, when the church of God succeeds, it is nothing attracts as success. Is anybody here who wants to pitch camp with somebody who is not successful? Is anybody here who wants to build his tent among those who are not going anywhere? And so it's very important for us, especially in this service, for us to get acquainted with the concept of success. That God wants you and I to be successful. And I want you to be successful, especially those of you in this first service. Amen? That does not mean that I don't want those in the second service to succeed. That is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that for those of you, I just particularly love those of you in this first service because you are the freshmen. Amen? Praise the Lord. I always say that there's always something about that man and that woman who wakes up early, gather his family together, and be in the presence of the Lord. If you are like that, you hear under the sound of my voice this morning, it means that there's something in you and there's something about you that God wants to use. So success is one thing I want you to get acquainted with or to. Praise the Lord. God wants you to be successful. I want you to be successful. And I join my faith with yours that you will be successful in every area of your life in Jesus' mighty name. You'll be successful in your family. You'll be successful in your marriage. You'll be successful in your career. You'll be successful in the works of your hands. You'll be successful in this nation. You'll be successful in your industry. God will make you become a captain of industry in the name of Jesus. There is something nice when a believer is successful. There's something nice about it. There's something nice when a believer succeeds at what he does. There's something nice about it. There's something nice when a church is successful, when a church is influential. There's something nice when a church is full of people who are hungry for success and they are able to reach out to their community and bless them. There's something about a successful church in a community. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And so I want us to be very, very comfortable with the concept of success because through success, we can build our nation. Through success, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, there was a man who, through his wisdom, saved the whole nation. He said they didn't pay attention to him. He said because he was poor. So it means success and wealth, whether we like it or not, it's very, very important to the propagation of the gospel. That's the truth. Our building is not free. I'm yet to see a Christian walk into a shop and say, I have faith in Jesus. Can I take this milk free of charge, please? I'm yet to see it. And so it's important that it's important for you to start looking at success in every area of your life. When you have a successful marriage, you can bless other people. You can act as a mentor to young people. You can teach people how to have a successful marriage. You can counsel people. You can restrain the hand of the devil when it comes to divorce. Do you know what divorce does to a family? It brings dysfunction in that family. And so if you have a successful marriage, you are able to stand in the gap and act as an intercessor in that area. So success is very important. And when I'm talking about success, we're not talking about that man that is blessed. You know, the Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3, man. It says you are blessed. It says you produce your fruit in due season. Now, you are never late at anything. Amen? When you are successful in your career, I remember one time, God blessed us so much. We're successful in our career. I remember one day I was standing at a bus stop. I think I came out of a company-driven car, and a lady came up to me and said, "What do you do?" I said, "I work in so and so place." He said, "Wow!" I said, "That's nice." She said, "Oh, I've been trying to get into that industry for a while." I said, "Well, man, what's given to me, you know, is God that just helped me. I didn't have the experience, I didn't have the skill set, and God just blessed me with that job." And I said, "Really?" So she said, "Where do you live?" I said, "Well, I live, down that road, and I don't know, but just almost in front of my house in Thamesmead." And I said, "Oh, I live just, a few blocks from here." I said, "Oh, that she lives on the other side." I said, "Well, that's fine." I said, "Why don't you come and visit us sometime?" I said, "My wife and I would like to, be our guest." So because she was interested in the career, I said, "Oh, yeah." So we exchanged phone numbers. So one day, the next day we're waiting again. I was driving out and I ran into her again. I said, "How are you?" So we became friends. And then we started a family cell group in the area. So one day I just asked, I said, "Look, why don't you come along to our fellowship?" He said, "Oh, no, I'm a Muslim." I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Oh, sorry." I said, "But, if you are free anytime, just come around, And then I said, "Okay, yeah, sure." And then one day we were talking again. We met up again as I was driving out. "Hey, how are you?" I said, "Listen," I said, "you should ask me questions again about my career." I said, "Look, why don't you come around tonight, and then after the cell group, we will talk about this problem." I said, "But I'm rushing off to work now." I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "Yes." Okay. She came. And then she came. All of us were praying in the name of Jesus. And she just sat down looking at all of us like that. Then at the end of the family center, connect group or cell group, we gave tea and coffee and the rest, So, okay, bye-bye. Everybody was so excited. And I said, "Okay, see you next week. She said, "See you next week." I said, "Okay, see you next week." Anyway, following week, so after the program again, we started talking again about my career. I said, "Okay." And I said, "I'll see you next week." Okay, she came again the following week. Now, the following week, we started allocating tasks to people. What's her name? What's the guest name again? I think it's Yemisi. Her name is Yemisi. What's her name? Is Yemi? Yemi. Her name is Yemi. So I said, "Well, okay." Someone said, "Well, okay, I'll be responsible for tea and coffee. Okay, I'll take attendance." Okay. And I said, "Yemi, you want to keep the time?" He said, "Okay, yeah, I can do that. Anyway, to cut a long story short, Yemi is a Christian today, married to one. Well, but do you really think if I was a low life going nowhere and a dope head going nowhere, you think she will come? So success is attractive. I'm not talking about the pursuit of money. I said success is attractive. Not the pursuit of money. I'm not talking about the pursuit of mammon. And the devil knows that when a church is successful, people will be saved. So he attacks us with the spirit of mammon. So you just see a Christian who is so obsessed about having money. And you are wondering, this money, are you going to fry it? Is it chicken and chips? Do you fry pounds? But that's the spirit of distraction. And the devil will do everything possible to take your focus out of success and focus on mammon, because the devil knows that if the church is successful, read the history of the Salvation Army, William Booth. When he died, they gave him a state, they gave him a royal state burial. How many of you know Salvation Army? Exactly. Why? Because of the success of that ministry. Do you know how many people the Salvation Army served soup to through that ministry? When the man died, in fact, when his wife died too, they gave the woman a state, the whole of the whole, that is state burial. The nation, this nation shut down because a Christian went to be with the Lord. But a successful one. Not the ones that get all you can, put in the can, sit on the can. No. A successful one. A successful ministry through its effect impacts those around it. Amen? Through its anointing, brings joy, good tidings, blessings to those around it. A successful church is a church that influences its environment with blessings. A successful church is a church whose members solve problems. You can't solve problems if you are not successful. You are bogged down thinking about how to solve your own problem. Amen? And so I want us to be success-minded in every area of your life. You see, I was sharing on that last week. I said, when we started dating, we said, when my wife and I started courting, we said, look, what will this courtship give? When we got married, we said, what will this marriage give? But if the marriage is a faulty, problematic one, every time we are fighting like, what's that, Mike Tyson, I'm biting her ears, and biting her ears off, and then she's punching my eyeballs out. Do you think you can't do anything with that? You cannot do anything with that. And the devil knows. And so it is your responsibility to have a successful home. It is your responsibility to be successful because it's part of the end time cycle of harvest that God wants to use, because you don't know who is watching you. You don't know. You don't have a choice. If you are a student, you can't come out. You can't say, like, talk in the name of Jesus and then come out at the bottom of the ladder. What is happening? What is the way here? You can't be at the bottom. It doesn't glorify God. It doesn't glorify God. So we must be successful. You must be, in this year of his word, you have to be successful. In other words, everything about you has to be spink and spank. Everything has to be attractive. I'm not saying being carnally minded, but you must understand that successful people are attractive people. Nobody wants to hang out with a loser. You won't. So why would the world? You won't hang out with a loser. How many of you will go out to a restaurant and say, well, look, where is the worst restaurant in this place, the worst chef in this place, where they have cockroaches and rats running around in their kitchen? That's where I want to have food, have dinner. Who does that? Nobody does that. So your life can't serve cockroaches and rats, and you're supposed to gather together in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So you've got to be successful in anything you are, anywhere your name is named, it should be named and associated with success and excellence. And we must, and that's what the word of God is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is anybody blessed this morning? Come on, say, I'm a successful person. All right. So what does success really mean? Success simply means uncommon results. Success means one thing, what? Uncommon results. Uncommon results. I remember many years ago, I was saying that, I told somebody, I said, look, I said, my wife and I said, we don't fight. Hey, then somebody told me that, he said, you're either a liar, you're either a bully, or she's a liar. Which one? I said, well, you know, I'm saying, why must I be a liar to say that my wife and I don't fight? Where must you fight? Is that how to settle problem? If somebody, I mean, when you're first driving in England, isn't it? So are you telling me now that every time someone offends you, or you just come down and then they will lock you up? Is that what we do here? Okay, where I come from, they call people, spectators. Where I come from, they call spectators, come and watch, exactly. But here, they will lock you up. You don't just do that. You don't just, every little, you want to, must everything end in tongue lashing and fist? That's madness. Anybody who does that is insanity. What is there that you and I cannot? And then many of you, when you go to work, your boss is crazy. Yes, your boss is crazy. How many of you go to the office and say, yeah, today, you know, so. Yeah, is that good? You don't do that. So why must the misunderstanding at home degenerate into a fight? When the two adults are not insane. Why? George, why? I don't understand it. And the reason why I don't understand it was when we were courting in our own marriage, our spiritual father said told us a story that when he went for his own counseling, that the counselor told him that as husband and wife, you cannot help but step on each other's toes. So he said he asked the man that you are sitting down here and I'm sitting down here. Am I stepping on your toes? The man said, no. He said, so what do you mean that we can't help but step on each other's toes? Don't you have your space and I have my space? Must we step on each other? He said, the man, you know what? In that message, it's like scales just dropped from my eyes. Proximity does not mean stepping on each other's toes. Proximity does not mean stepping on each other's toes. That is the way of the world. Proximity does not mean stepping on each other's toes. In our kingdom, proximity means love and acceptance. In the world, proximity means we step on each other's toes. In the church, proximity means love and acceptance. And that thing it was like, aha! Wow, oh! You know, I wasn't married before. That was my model. I can do that. That's not rocket science. I can do that. So we can talk through what we don't understand. And mine is even worse because we don't speak the same language. Don't come from the same state. It's even worse. And so, but we're able to apply that. So being a success in life, it's a major requirement. In fact, it is a spiritual responsibility that you are successful because Jesus needs that boat. He needs it. So at least the worst you can do is that, look, even that Jesus needs the boat, I will have fought you, but we won't fight because he needs the boat. And then we settle amicably and forget the whole rubbish. Come on, say I must be successful. So success means uncommon results. You are meant to have an uncommon result in every single area of your life. This church is designed by God, meant, ordained by God to be successful. That is, this church needs to have uncommon results. That is why we share testimonies. And as a church, we enjoy uncommon results from inception. Praise the Lord. So success simply means I should not have the kind of results that the world has. No, mine should be different. My case should be different. My output should be different. My affairs should be different. And we labor for it to be different because it has whatever happens to you impacts the gospel. Or let me rephrase that. Your perspective about whatever happens to you impacts the gospel. Your perspective about whatever happens to you impacts the gospel. So, what is success? Success is the manifestation and demonstration of outstanding performance. Outstanding performance. I am teaching you this because I want you to hunger for it because Jesus needs it. Success is the manifestation and demonstration of outstanding performance. He said, by a strong hand, he led them out of Egypt. No spear, no bow, no artillery, no AK-47 rifle, by his word. Let a whole outstanding deliverance. Outstanding deliverance. Outstanding liberation by a strong hand. So success is the manifestation and demonstration of what? So you should expect. expect outstanding performance. You hunger for outstanding performance in anything your hand finds to do, in anything your name is associated with. You ask the Lord for it. Lord, I believe you for an outstanding performance in anything. That's success. Amen. Success is doing that which is impossible with whatever you have. Success. He said, Master, 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 these people are hungry. What must we do? What? He said, what do you have? What do you have? What do you have? He said, we don't have anything. He said, but I know one guy, one little boy, he has five loaves and two fishes. He said, okay, well, if we cannot feed these 5,000 men and women, if we cannot feed them, this crusade will be deemed unsuccessful. If we cannot feed them, this crusade will be deemed unsuccessful. We cannot send them back. But the Christian said, ah, Master, forget them. You and I, we are here. It's okay. But they've got everyone, sort themselves out. He said, No. Not on my watch. These people, we have to feed them. Okay, so what are you going to do now? Because I have ACCA, I have CIMA, I have all the ma and you can think about this. I don't know how much loaf of bread you need to generate and how much you even have. So 5,000 men. Have you seen those men? Have you seen their stomach? You see how they eat? He said, what do you have? And the Bible says, see, he took the bread and then he applied the principle of thanksgiving. Success is doing the impossible with what you have. Doing the impossible with what you have. In other words, success means you bring reserve out of a limited resource. Success means you bring reserve out of a limited resource. We saw it in Joseph. He says, look, famine is coming. We don't have anything. He said, don't worry. My God can sort something out. So this is the plan. This is the agenda. So he created a reserve that is still established in Egypt till today. The whole land belongs to the palace because Joseph bought everything. Amen. You can't own anything, nothing private. The king bought everything. That was one man. And then he said, listen, out of that limited resource, he created a reserve. That's successful. Success, 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 success. I would like to hire somebody like that. Somebody whose head will say, where I come from, say the person's head is very correct. Yeah, yeah. How many of you like people like that? Their head is sharp, 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 sharp. Some people come to you, they're telling you why this thing won't happen. They tell you why we can't have 12 connect groups this year. They tell you why, tell stories. And then somebody is coming up and say, well, I was telling with somebody the other day, I said, oh, 12 connect, want to reach out to 16 to 19 year old. Oh, yeah, they're from nowhere, sir. He said, oh, yeah, yeah, you were there. He said, oh, yeah, we can have a football team. I said, what football team? What do you mean? He said, oh, yeah, we can have a football team in the community. Then from there, we register them on a league table. And then they have a Saturday league, have a Sunday. And then I said, wow. I said, do you play football? He said, yeah, I used to. Oh, that's a clever man. Amen. So I said, well, so for me, that guy is successful. You know, successful person. So you should be successful. Don't hug your job description. You hug it so tight, you don't do anything outside like a straight jacket. I say, because I can't do anything because they're not paying me for it. You are a believer. So I only do what I'm paid to do. What is the matter with you now? What's all this Christianity for? So you are there. When you are hired by an organization, you should be a successful employee, a resourceful person. Every leader wants a successful person. What is success? Success is saying yes when people are saying no. Success is advancing when others are retreating by the Spirit of the Lord. Success is going and climbing up when people are climbing down. When people are screaming now about impossibilities, you are shouting for joy based on God's possibilities. That's a successful person. That's a successful person. God needs you to be successful. God needs you to operate in the spirit of excellence. God needs you to, God, it is a spiritual requirement for you and your church to be a successful person and a successful church. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Success means supernatural breakthrough. Supernatural breakthrough. Supernatural. Supernatural. Amen. Supernatural breakthrough. So there is worldly success and there is kingdom success, but we're talking about kingdom success. Worldly success can be stressful. You know, people, they worldly success can be stressful. You stress yourself out at the end of the day. By the time you get to the top of the ladder, you have lost your family, you have lost your wife, you have lost your children, you have lost your dog and everything. And then the whole money you make, you use to pay alimony. That's the cycle of that. Is that what they do? They can see it. You work very hard. Work very hard. I was reading the press the other day. One oil magnate. He's a guru. Oil guru. And the wife was looking at him. Hey, abandoned the wife. Abandoned everybody. Got to the top of the oil industry. And the wife said, hey, are you there now? He said, yeah. So can come down and meet me. Gave the woman. How many billions did they give the woman? Only 6 billion they gave her. He said she doesn't want. Billion. He neglected me to climb up. I am waiting here now. And that man's going to go bankrupt. Because he's going to clean him out. Clean him out. So you neglected her to climb to the top of the oil rig. Make all the billions in the world. By the time you got there, you say, you have wrinkles. I have wrinkles now, eh? I have wrinkles now. He said, and then you start winking at someone younger. Is that how you do it? He said, come on, meet me here. cleaned. When I hear this, I'm always very happy. I said, she's not settled. Clean, take everything. Use the mouth. You go wipe the floor. Then when you are done, I put the, take everything. I said, okay, go and start again now without me. Amen. But godly success is different. Godly success is not. Do you know how many testimonies we took last week about people who got jobs without interviews? That's godly success. It doesn't kill the family. It carries them along. That's godly success. Godly success. As you are climbing, your wife is climbing, your children are climbing, everybody's climbing. Everybody is happy that you are climbing. Not wishing you evil. There are some homes. As the man is climbing, the woman is wishing him. I pray he falls today. Because every time he's climbing, he doesn't stay at home. You know some men like that. They do like without them the industry will collapse. It's a lie. You are just a number. And so you see even when they are home, they see them with a carrier. Yes, I'm gonna help. And then like that. Yes, and they use their legs to make phone calls. I say, darling, drop the thing, come and eat. Oh, I'm coming. And then it's just rubbish. They don't need you. Because the day she leaves, your eyes, you know. Oh, praise the Lord. One of my doctor friend was telling me about one medical doctor. He was a top guy. Top guy was doing that top dog. He has special skills to do surgery. Yeah, he won't stay at home. The woman had enough fun. I said, okay, go and marry your hospital. Yeah. By the time the guy stayed at home for 1 year, without wife, it was like hallucinating. Now it's almost a psychiatric case. Everything has crumbled. See, worldly climb. So, but success in the Lord is different. Everybody grows. If not just your household, when a believer is climbing, everybody around him is climbing. You know why? Because success in the life of a believer is light. It attracts people. Amen. That's why you must do well. Let me tell you what you have to do well. Yeah, because all this, if a flyer, don't, you know, the flyer cannot cut this thing. When you stand and they look at you and say, they will Google you. They say, They will LinkedIn you. They will Twitter you. They will Instagram you. They say, I like this one. Not you go and put your name to it and say, scandal. What is the matter? Be successful. Joshua 1:8. That's our reference point.
It says, Joshua 1:8. It says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Have I not commanded you to be prosperous and successful? If I ask you to be prosperous and successful, you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and be courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That's scriptures. Eh? You receive that as rhema. It says, have I not commanded you? I say, what? You'll be prosperous and you'll be successful. Please understand my heart. I'm not talking about chasing mammon. Not every time somebody, everybody, every time somebody see a pound note. No, not like that. Yeah, you know, it's more like that. Every time. You see, where I come from, the people where I come from, right? Not in Britain, I'm from one nation. In my nation, Amidala, you can't have a conversation with any adult for half an hour without them talking about money. Where I come from? You don't have time. Jamaica. You know. Oh, Jamaica is the same. And we are cousins now, ain't it? Exactly. You can't have conversation. You can't have one conversation. You can't have any conversation for straight half hour without talking about the car I drive, the house. You don't even know what I drive. And the house I have, and how much I have in the bank, and they are in Dutch, they are in sterling, and they are in dollars, and they are in this, and they are in that, and then, this is poverty, man. That's poverty. Not that kind of success, no. There are people that are very, very successful. They don't even have a wristwatch on their hands. I went to one business meeting a long time ago, and I asked this guy, very, very successful, very wealthy. And I said, we came to the time to exchange cards. I said, have you got a business card? The guy looked at me. Like, he said, I don't need one. I don't carry one. So he took a tissue paper and wrote his number on it. He said, I don't carry one. I don't need one. In fact, the wealthier and the more prosperous you are, the more humble you become. As your prosperity and your story is growing bigger, you are getting smaller. You are getting smaller. May you increase and I decrease. You are getting smaller. And you are getting smaller. Amen. Not the one that you don't have jack. As you are coming, there's noise all over the place. Noise all over the place. You are not a governor. You don't have no impact in the community. You are coming, you have 20 protocol officers ahead of you. You have 40 behind you. And you don't have jack. No impact, nothing. Just making noise. Kingdom success can be fueled by the favor of God. So we are talking about kingdom success. Kingdom success. Please, all of you here, go. I pray that God will make you successful. In any field of endeavor you find yourself, that Jehovah God will make you successful. Kingdom success and prosperity is fueled by favor. The favor of God. Fueled by the favor of God. Kingdom success and prosperity is fueled by the favor of God. No stress involved in it. Kingdom success can become, it's unexplainable, aggressive progression. Amen. No sweating, no hustling, no lying, no cheating, no backbiting, no conniving, no crookedness. Kingdom success. That Jehovah himself breathed upon the work of your hands, breathed upon your family, and then used you as a shining example to those around you. That you become a solution provider for those around you. Say, well, I'm not there yet, but I think we have overcome this one. So let me share with you out of my limited resources. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we've heard that testimony several times. People come in, they get results, they do things. And that is because God is in the house. I pray that same God will continue to manifest in your life in Jesus' mighty name. So the Bible says, keep this book of the law on your lips. Keep this book of the law on your lips. If not, you will sweat. Keep the book of the law. So this book of the law is what is responsible for our success. Keep the book of the law. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you be careful to do everything. This book of the law is what is responsible for your success and my success. And this year of his word, I pray that God will make this scripture a reality for us in Jesus' mighty name. Help me tell your neighbor that God needs you to be successful. Come on, tell them, say, God needs you to be successful. And you must be successful. You will succeed and you will prosper. And everyone will know that Jehovah has visited you in the name of Jesus. Rise to your feet and let us pray. We're going to pray about your prosperity in a minute. Come on, lift up your hand, lift up your voice and begin to talk to God and say, Lord, I receive the spirit of prosperity and success in the name of Jesus. I prophesy over my life. I will be successful. I will prosper. I will grow. I will increase. I will be successful. Whatever I lay my hands to do, we prosper. In the name of Jesus, I will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. In the name of Jesus. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. God needs you to succeed. God needs you to succeed. God needs you to succeed. He said, and you shall be the head and not the tail. So there is a place called the head of state, the head of industry, the head of career, the head of everything has a head. Come on, pray. You will make me the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus, I will grow, I will multiply in the name of Jesus. Ah, Lord, my success will be to the glory of the Lord. My success will be to the benefit of those around me. You will prosper me on every front. You will prosper my marriage. You will prosper my children. You will prosper my career. You will prosper my ministry. In the name of Jesus, you will make me a voice in this nation. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. You will make me a voice in this nation. You will make me a voice in this nation. You will make me a voice in this nation. Come on, pray. Say, Lord, breathe upon the works of my hands. Breathe upon my mind. Breathe upon my academics. In the name of Jesus. Breathe upon me, oh God. Breathe upon me, Holy Spirit. Cause the spirit of wisdom to rest upon me. Cause the spirit of wisdom to rest upon my children. To rest upon my career. Rest upon my business. Rest upon me, oh God. Magnify yourself in my life, oh God. Pour out your spirit upon me. Baptize me, oh God, with a fresh unction of wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Declare by yourself, I will be successful. I will be successful. I will prosper. I will not be limited. I will advance. When people are going up, when people are coming down, I will go up. When people are retreating, I will advance. In the name of Jesus. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Success is breaking through. Success is a demonstration and manifestation of advancement. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. Come on, pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. Lord, I declare this assembly blessed today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, I prophesied over them, oh God, that they will increase. They will advance and never retreat. They will never fail. They will never falter. They will never find themselves on the floor in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you breathe upon the works of their hands. Magnify the works of their hands. Cause them to be successful. Cause them to prosper, oh God. Use their success in every area of their lives, oh God, to attract people to the gospel. In the name of Jesus. Beautify their life, oh God. Package their life, oh God. Bless them with wisdom and intelligence. In the name of Jesus. Make them the head according to your word and not their tail. In the name of Jesus. Bless their going out. Bless their coming in. Give them a voice in this nation. Open the gates of this nation to them. In the name of Jesus. Cause mysterious supernatural finances and blessed upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The family say,
amen.
The family say,
amen.
The family say,
amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Please, you may be seated.
Thank you for joining us for today's talk. Now just think, through Pastor Eddie's Building Your Future coaching and mentoring agency, you can experience these lessons monthly, packed with quotations, thought-provoking illustrations and stories, all usable in your personal development program. Visit us at www.byf.org.uk to join Building Your Future, which sets the leadership standard for ministry and marketplace. Pastor Eddie treasures the opportunity to be your personal mentor each month, all year long. Thank you again for joining us for this talk. We look forward to you joining Building Your Future as part of your personal growth program in becoming the best you can possibly be.